let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Flo Tabor Brown says she wrote the critically acclaimed God Is Not Happy so that people will realize many of the behaviors and thinking what our hearts feel is contrary to what is our operating manual. Flo taught special education for many years before going to seminary to be a clergy member. She previously wrote a book entitled Microcomputers in Special Education. Flo and her husband have 9 children, 27 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. She's a hospital chaplain and a deacon in a church. Flo Tabor Brown, author of God Is Not Happy, joins us on This Week in America. Flo, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It is a very important topic and one that is receiving excellent reviews, the book God Is Not Happy. Let's talk about where this idea began. What was the reason for writing this book?
Well, the answer is found in the preface of the book. However, I can tell you that God told me to write it. And he was with me writing the whole thing together. I kept praying and saying, what do you want me to say next? So that's how it worked.
Well, it's interesting when you get a message like that, that this book is needed. It's almost what divine inspiration you're talking about, where you really felt what you were having help as you were writing it.
Well, I felt very comfortable doing it, and I really feel like our world has changed so much today, especially in this country, if not the whole world, in the way we behave, and that we're not following God's operations manual, which we call the Bible.
Well, yes, and you go into that in detail in the book, God Is Not Happy. Flo Tabor Brown is the author. If you're Googling, that's F-L-O. Tabor Brown with a hyphen, T-A-B-E-R, hyphen Brown, B-R-O-W-N. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, the bookstore, other places as well. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on, get information on Flo's book. Let's talk about some of the reasons. Why do you feel God is not happy with us today?
Well, if you think of the world where people are having addictions, abortions, pornography, sex, whatever, greed, immorality, pride, slander, all those things are going on in our country today, and that is against what God wants us to do in his commandments.
The book,
so that is basically, in a nutshell, exactly why it was written, because our behavior today could cause God to react as he did throughout the Bible. And he destroyed places like Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah. So I think we have to pay attention to what's going on, because we don't know exactly what God will do.
Yeah, and as you read, there's so many things going on in the world today that makes us pause, wonder what the message is, if there is a message with what's happening with current events. And you talk about it in the book, God Is Not Happy. Talk about how you've seen society change over the years. We've all, with a few decades under our belts, have seen things change dramatically, and you've noted those. How has society changed over your lifetime?
Well, different groups behave differently, but if you think about children who were brought up during World War II and the Depression, they think very differently than baby boomers or generations Y and Z. I know the children during World War II and the Depression, they were home a lot. Their parents were both, well, dad worked, but mom was always home. And they worked with the children, and they were there for them. Whereas today, with all the technology and both parents working and everybody going so fast, doing everything, that there just hasn't been time to raise the kids the way they should be raised. And another thing is with technology, what they have discovered in the brain is that kids are not learning to have empathy or caring because they do all play all these shoot 'em up games, and they don't think anything about shooting people. I mean, their whole empathy part of their brain is missing.
Yes.
Because it's not developing.
And that's part of the way you come at the book, God Is Not Happy. The background that you've had in special education, you talk about those, and boy, they just jump right off the page there. And you point out some of those changes, negative changes, certainly in society. How do we go about changing our behavior? It's ingrained in so many because, as you say, it starts as a child. How do we go about changing?
Well, first of all, even churches and schools have changed tremendously. And I truly believe that the only way we're going to change is within the church. And the church needs to step up and do what they need to do and follow God's regulation about, first of all, loving God with all your heart. And then secondly, to love your neighbor as yourself. Because the way we're going to change people is through love, not through fighting or yelling or condemning.
With us on the program is Flo Taber Brown, Taber-Brown. The book's available, the book God Is Not Happy, available at stratton-press.com in the bookstore. The usual places where you'll find books, you'll find Flo's book as well. And link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, I mentioned the background that you had in special education, yet you feel that education is a part of the problem. Explain your thinking there with your knowledge of education and where we are with it today.
Well, education has changed over the years. They're no longer teaching moral. They're not allowed to mention God in the school. In fact, I personally was told if I mentioned God, I could not work there anymore. So, and you can't have a Christmas party or any of that stuff in the school. And so they're not teaching morality. They're just teaching to the test.
Flo Taber Brown, our guest. And so often you hear that where education has changed dramatically over the years, and you've certainly been in the classroom and you experienced that. Why is it so important in our schools that the emphasis on, in your book, God Is Not Happy, why is that important in schools? Is this where the foundation begins?
That is the foundation.
Yes.
And originally, in our country, when it first started, we taught reading with the Bible. And we had a book called The New England Primer that they did lessons from. And it was all teaching about morality and God and love. And none of that is being taught anymore. And unless we change... I don't know what will happen, and I sort of think education isn't going to be the one that changes. I think church has to step up, and maybe church schools or even Sunday school or whatever you want to call it has to be there for these kids because somebody has to teach it.
What do you feel about teaching children and youth within the church today? Is that effective?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it can be very much. I think it's more effective if it's a church school, meaning 5 days a week, because they have the kids there all the time and they teach morality.
Yes.
And they teach the rules. They teach the commandments. And that does not happen in regular school. Now, if you can't do that, you can at least have a Sunday school or a youth group or however you want to put that in which the kids are learning exactly the same thing, I think it's very important. And another thing, parents don't have a whole lot of time to teach this nowadays. And our church attendance has dropped so tremendously. It just worries me.
Flo Tabor Brown, our guest on the program, her book is God Is Not Happy. It's available wherever books are sold. You'll find it. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com in the bookstore. Link on to our website and get all the information. Link on directly. What do you feel must be the mission of the church today in overcoming this problem?
Well, let me summarize Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I think that's true, because if kids are not taught what about morality and about rules and regulations, the Ten Commandments, and to love one another, by the time they're 18, research shows their chances of learning that are very slim. So I think it's very important for churches today to take over what is not being taken over in society.
Yes. Let's talk about basically society as a whole. What factors in our country, throughout the world, have a negative impact on success in making changes in the way people live?
I really think technology plays a big part in it, because kids are watching shows where everything can be going on. I saw one last night, and you saw two people practically having sex who weren't married. And that kind of morality is in a lot of our shows on TV. And then all the games they play, I mentioned that before.
Yes.
That worries me a lot. And both parents are working, and everybody's doing everything really fast. You know, they've got to be in a hurry, and they've got to be busy all the time, and they have to be entertained. And I think that's just the way people are today. They're just moving so fast that they have to find a way to slow down and follow God's rules.
And it's hard to tell the kids to slow down when mom and dad are going 100 miles an hour, isn't it? I mean, you sort of follow what parents are doing, and I guess we could set a better example for our children and grandchildren by slowing down a little bit and appreciate the life that we've been given. Again, we got a couple minutes left in the program. Sort of summarize the book, why you thought this book was important, and the feedback, the very positive feedback you're getting with the book, a book that is obviously changing lives and maybe having people stop and reflect a little bit on where we are.
Well, I think if people read the book and then get the idea that, wow, we better change. I didn't know we were in this condition. And I think that would help them change. And the book does give ideas about how to get back into what it's doing. And I think even churches have to get back, because they need to deal with the absolutes that are written in the Bible, and the Ten Commandments that Moses had for us. And they have to know the essentials of religion and the convictions. And too often, what happens is people deal with their opinions instead of,
yes,
you know, what they've learned in the past.
I think that's sort of the social media impact, where everybody has to have an opinion now. We can't just sort of leave it go and base it on fact. Everybody has to have an opinion, and they have to have it quickly. It's interesting what you've done in the book is take all of these examples that you talk about, and maybe we think of one or two at a time. You put them all together, and it's a very bleak picture that that you but you have a way out. You have things that we can do, and by calling attention to it, it's so well done. One review saying, but the hope she offers is for everyone, regardless of one's denominational background. So you talk about the problems and you give us some hope. I got about a minute or so left in the program. I mentioned you've got 27 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, in particular the great-grandchildren. Are you concerned about the lives that that they're going to lead with all the problems we see in society?
First of all, I now have 14.
All right, congratulations. All right.
Anyhow, well, the way I raise kids, all my kids go to church, and they take their kids to church. And I'm really not too worried about them because of how their parents think. So
yes. I guess if they, it goes back to that foundation. If that foundation is there with parents, with school, with church, it really sets up for some success in combating all these problems we see out there. Flo, you've done an excellent job with the book, God Is Not Happy. Flo Tabor Brown is our guest on the program. The book's available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com in the bookstore. Very easy to find. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Flo, congratulations on the success of the book and the two additional great-grandchildren that you just added to the family. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
You are so very welcome. Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure, Flo Tabor Brown. The book is God Is Not Happy. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.